from KQED.
Medical schools and hospitals across California are worried about their doctors in training. An alarming number of stressed-out medical students and residents have contemplated suicide, and a number of them have gone beyond thinking about it. David Gorn reports from Los Angeles.
We're in the emergency room at the Los Angeles County and USC Medical Center. It's one of the busiest ERs in the world.
And when you see those scars, part of a piece of what you see with people who are using glass pipes to smoke.
Dr. Rael Khan is conferring with third-year USC med student Ranjita Raghavan on the mental health status of ER patients. Raghavan has just started this inpatient psych rotation, so she's listening intently and trying to nail every answer.
Is it like the affect?
The affect, yeah.
Raghavan swears she loves medical school, even with the long hours, the crushing amount of information to learn, the turmoil, the stress.
No one says medical school's easy, and it was hard for a lot of people.
Well, there's an understatement. Medical students and residents work ridiculous hours, up to 80 a week, and one work shift can sometimes go 16 hours straight. On this particular rotation, for instance, Raghavan gets up at 4:30 every morning, works till 7 at night, 6 days a week. That leaves little time for eating, let alone exercise, seeing friends, doing anything other than work. Even through her perky peppiness, Raghavan will admit it can be overwhelming at times.
You just don't know from the outside. Like, I think I know I come off as a really happy person, but, you know, it was really tough for me the first 2 years.
It's tougher for some than others. Like Sean Petro, who was in the USC Keck School of Medicine class just a year ahead of Raghavan. He was 25 years old, wanted to become a Navy flight surgeon, and was 1 year shy of graduating. Last year, Petro failed to show up for a clinical rotation, and campus police found his body in a closet in his apartment, where he had hung himself. Petro's suicide was not an isolated incident, says Dr. Sidney Zazook, director of the psychiatry residency program at UC San Diego.
This has been going on for forever. Burnouts, suicide, it's been there. And we've ignored it.
That's why no one knows the actual number of medical student or resident suicides, he says, because schools and residency programs don't track or report cases of suicide. But now there is data on the ones who are thinking about suicide. According to recent studies by the Journal of the American Medical Association, about 11% of medical students and 21% of first-year residents have considered ending their lives. That compares to a rate in the general population of about 7% in 18 to 25-year-olds, or 4% for those over 25. Those alarming numbers, combined with some actual suicides, have prompted the state's medical schools and residency programs to act.
Maybe this is kind of bold.
Donna Elliott is head of medical student affairs at USC.
We would love to never have another medical student or resident commit suicide.
Elliott helped craft a new program at USC requiring students to take mandatory mental health days off and to undergo periodic check-ins to gauge their stress levels. She says it was the 2014 suicide deaths of two medical students in New York City that sparked a national dialogue. The 11 medical schools across California and most of the state's residency programs have all launched various initiatives in the past 2 years to ease med student and resident stress. That includes group meetings, individual counseling, and anonymous mental health surveys. There's still a long way to go, Elliott says, but it's a start.
So, what do you think after that further encounter?
Back in the county ER, third-year med student Raghavan says she might pay more attention to her own mental well-being, but those pesky 80-hour work weeks keep getting in the way.
There's not enough time in medical school to sit and think about what you need to help yourself. Even if the resources are here, the problem is you're sitting here thinking, when do I have time to go and take advantage of this resource?
Those long hours aren't going to go away anytime soon. In fact, the national cap on those 16-hour long shifts was recently lifted, and first-year residents now will work 24-hour shifts. But health experts hope these first steps toward addressing mental health concerns will expand so that the med students and resident physicians who work so long and so hard taking care of other people get a little care themselves. For KQED News, I'm David Gorn in Los Angeles.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.